Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Arinoni, Mashiach, Levishmas, Maris Esther, Master Shmor, Schanim, Sumer, Salat, Achanim, Submeir, Zev, and Reb Shmor Pinchas Ben, Reb Yaakov Tzvi, and Reb Alexander Zisha Ben, Reb Yosef. We're continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Tshuvas of Rashki Bahag, Gaon Rabbi Akiva Egel Zatzal. We're in Siman Lamed Zayin and Aruch Chaim and Psakim. Lechvod Yididi Arav Rabbi Avner Neiroyar Bekilas Kodesh Stashov. The Rovin Stashov. Michtav Rum Pe'er Ma'alosoi. Rufam, I think that's Rum Pe'er Ma'alosoi. The letter of its exalted, glorious Highness. Higiani Yom Shalshom Adea Nochichi. Vereisi Sheilas Sheilas Chacham Medvar Moira Bekilasai. Bechot Shaila Param Uberes. Visofik Mivakeres. Umachro La Akum. Haroye Bekesef Lechud. Veachaka Holicha Haroye Lisela Lerois. Imshar Behemois Kidarkoi. Belikavonas Kinyan Mishicha. Menestapik Malas Kvoitorosoi. Chachmei Iroi, Malas Kvoi Toras Chachmei Iroi, Bedin HaVlad, Im Yesh Chash, Kedushas Bechor, Lazbir. It's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeyan, Simen Shin Chof Sivov, Bezman Ezeh Mitzvah L'Shatef Im Ha'Oivet Kerchovim, Koidim Shiyotze Lavrel, Bezman Ezeh it's a mitzvah to make a shutfus with a goy in the animal before it's born. In order to make it pater from Bechora, even though you're removing its Kedusha, this is the better way of doing it. You shouldn't come to a stumbling block. To be nene in shearing or in doing avoda. So therefore, make it sure you have a shutfus with this fetus, so that it's not going to have kedushas b'chayra. And what's the kinyan? She yakabel peruta me'oivet kolchovim, v'yakne lo mokom shabahem oimedesham, v'amokom yakne lo chelek ba'em. So be makabel a peruta from a goy, and be makne him the place where the animal is standing, and then since he owns the place, he'll now have a chelek in the mother. And Mimelo, when the child is born, it will be Pater Me'abachor, and you won't be Nichshal in shearing it or working with it. Or, you should be Makabal money from the Goy, and the Goy should do Meshicha on the animal. Then Meshicha is Koina with the mouse. In other words, the Mechaber writes that the Goy should be Koina the Behema with a Kinyan Agav, Shekoina Akarka Bekesef, the Koina Behema Agav Akarka. He's Koina the Karka with money, and he's Koina the Behema Agav the Karka. And that the Goy shouldn't be coined with a kinyan kesef, is because be'emes there's a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph B'Divrei Maskil Rav Ashi. Im yesh la'akum kinyan kesef b'metaltelin, does a guy have a kinyan kesef in metaltelin? According to Rashi, mos koines ba'akum v'loy b'meshicha. Rashi holds that a goy can be koine with mos, not meshicha. Rabbeinu Tam holds fakert, that meshicha is koine l'akum v'lo mos. And therefore, in order to be choshesh l'das Rabbeinu Tam, she'ein l'akum kinyan kesef, the Mechaber writes, instead do a kinyan agav, and be koine karka, and then agav the karka, you can be koine the metaltelin. But not to be koine the animal with mouse, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, that doesn't work. And the Rama there writes, Oshi Akaba Mos Menor V'Kochav Mimshoch Abhem Melushuso L'Sitma. He says, do two kinyanim. Do Kinyan Mos and Kinyan Meshicha. There to be Choshesh for for these 2 days for Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So either you can make a kinyan on the karka and be kona thereby be kona the animal, or he could be kona with Mos and Meshicha. In this way, with the Mos, it's like Rashi, and with the Meshicha, it's like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, our Shaila is about a para mi'uberes, a pregnant para, sofek mivakeres, and you're not sure if it's the firstborn or not. And they wanted to sell it to a goy to be mafkia midin b'chol. Was this geshein? So they weren't being, they were only makna the animal with kesef. And the akum did meshich on the animal to do, to graze with the other animals. There was no intention to do a kinyan meshicha. So, are you soimich on this mechira or not? This rav and the other chachamim of his town are mesupik. Are you soimich on this mechira? Are you not soimich on this mechira? That's what it means. First it was nikna with kesef, and then he did meshicha, but without kavanas kinyan meshicha. So, how are we going to judge this case? Pesach divrei malas kvoy torosoi, nero yoir, letzadeid leheter, ladunoi besfek sveke. You, my dear friend, want to be done as fake sveke. Sofik shema kvar yoldo, v'sofik kirashi, de nochri koine bekesif. Im nachshoiv sveke lerab viso, l'sofik me'alye. So you have a sveke sveke. Maybe the animal already gave birth, and the animal that's going to be born is not even the bechor. So you have nothing to worry about. And even if it is the Bechor, maybe the halacha is like Rashi, that a goy is kind of a kesef. If a machlokas rabbi saying it was a good suffix, then you can follow Rashi. Say maybe Rashi's right, and maybe it's a sveik sveika, and you can be makel on the animal that's born that it's not going to have a din Bechor. The heter zen nirav nitche lemalas kvei terosu neiroyor, kevin the kaimelan kerabbeinu tam. But you, this heter, was pushed off by his Torah glory, because we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not with a guy, there's no kinyan kesef, you don't do meshicha. And Ramel, you can't be mitzar of Shita Sarashi, who is fake sveke. Charze yotza lodum behetera the kinyan meshicha saroya lesode. And then you also are done leheter, because the roya did meshicha. He did do a kinyan, good kinyan according to Rabbeinu Tam. Remember, this meshicha was done after the kinyan kesef, and it wasn't done the kabim kavanas kinyan. V'lekele meimar, you write to me. Kevin de lo mechavin amakne la knoise b'mishicha zulo ave kinyan. You can't say that since there's no kavanas kinyan here, therefore it's not a kinyan. Ze einoi, das nish richtig, as they say in Spanish. Da matzinu gabei Shabbos, afilu de lo efkira hefker, Gamur, Dain Achem Micholam Liskoise, Iachi Amdu Chazal Mistama Yedaito Lahaknois Bimashicha Zu. Kde Lafki Esura Meolav. Achdivre Abbeis Yosef Choshin Mishpot, Shehevi Divre Arosh, Gabe Techud Vetiftach, Mash Misham Behedia Shitzorich Lechabin Akoine Liknois Basiazu. V'achaloi neskabein haroya leknoisa b'mishicha zu, רק לא הליכו לסוד הלירויס, או יש לו אמר, כיוון דסובר אנוכי דפר הזו שלוי, שכנוע בכסף, אם כן נסקבים לא הליך פר הזו שלוי לסוד, וכנועו במשיך. So what's he saying? He's saying as follows, that the reason there should be a kinyan mashicha, a kinyan on the animal, because the roya did mashicha. And even though he didn't have kavanah to do mashicha, nevertheless the shoyal is saying, maybe you're kinyan even without kavanah's kinyan. And what's the raya? Because in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, Siman Reish Mevav, Siv Gimel, in Haggah, he paskins on what the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to rent out or lend out your animal to a goy to do melacha on Shabbos, because the person's mitzuveh, al shvisis behemto, or linyan zes, chirus like kanya, vidizara, tesvava and beis, and magna forum. Vim hishila, or yeskira la akum, visnimo la chazir la koyde mashabbos, la shabbos mash mishubav, rei akum mikvah la atzmai. Kosev ramasha meitzu, shiafkirenu lifne gimel bin yadim kedin shar hefker. So let's say he lends out the animal to the guy, he rents it out to the guy, and he says, I want you to give it back to me before Shabbos. But Shabbos is coming around, and the guy hasn't given it back yet. So the Ramah writes in Eitzah, to be mafkir, the Jew should be mafkir the animal in front of three people, kedin shar hefker. And the Ramah adds, you don't have to worry in this Eitzah that somebody else is going to come, bizorchem and a hefker, and he's going to lose his animal, because even though he's mafkir it, so his whole kavan is just to be mafkias for Shabbos, mele nobody else can be zoche in this animal. It's difficult to understand what type of hefker is this. What type of hefker is this that nobody else can be zoche? That's not a real hefker. It's a bogus hefker. It's a fake news hefker. Now, what type of hefker is this? So this isn't an explicit. You see, Vaitim Rabbi Kivager, that he's referring to this Ramah, that the Shoyal is referring to this Ramah. So, the Shoyal wanted to say that the Ramah is not talking about din hefker. His kavana is, sheyikna behema la'akum bekinyan mashicha. Like as a matana manas lahachzir, he doesn't want to lose his animal. Be makner the behemoth of the goy with the kinyan mashicha, because it's an umdina that he's makner to him to be mafkia the yisur of shvisis behemtai. And according to this, since we see that a kinyan mashicha can be effective for a goy, even though the goy doesn't have kavana to be kinyan. Do a kinyan mashicha with the guy, and he's not really going to be kainet, because it's an umdina that the whole kinyan is just to be mafkia the yisur of shvisis behemtai. So you see, a kinyan mashicha works even though the guy doesn't have kavana the kinyan. And so let's say here also, when the guy brought his takes the animal to graze. Since he did mashicha on the animal and he took it to graze, he's kind of the animal, even though he didn't have kavanas kinyan. Just like in this case, the person, according to the Ramah, the guy is kind of the animal, even though he doesn't have kavanas kinyan. But he's because he's only being kind in order to be mafkia the yisur shvisis behemtai. But still, it's a valid kinyan, even though he doesn't have kavanas kinyan. So too, when the guy takes the animal and does mashicha, there's also going to be Kavanas Kid. There's also going to be a Kenyan, even though there's no Kavanas Kenyan. You see, you can have a Kenyan without Kavanas Kenyan. Then the Shoyal brought a Raya on the other side, that you need Kavanah Le Kenyan from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rosh. It says in Masechet Shabbos, in the Fine Zayin Amid Beis, Masechet Gidon, the Fine Zayin Amid Beis, Ha'hu Shchiv Meira, the cause of Lagita Ledevisu, Bahadei Pani, the Malach Shabbos, of Lispik Lemesev Lah. So the Shchiv Meira, it's a get for his wife, Erev Shabbos, doesn't give it to her. The Macha Tokav Le'amos, Lekam, the Rav, Amal, Luzilu, Amal, Le'liknesel, Ni'ale, Le'uduchta, the Yosef Ba, Gita, V'tezel Iyu, V'techud V'tiftach, V'tachzik Ba, it's not, no God of a power, it's Kol Shua, Ezu Chazokeh. The guy hasn't given her the get yet. He's about to die, wants to give her the get. Why is he going to give her the get? So she doesn't have to do Yibum. So he wants to give her a get. And he's about to die. They come before Rava. He said, tell him that he should be makne, the place where the get is sitting. And she should open or close the door to that place and then make a chazaka, because no dog of hearts is a chazaka. And once she's being coined of the land with the Kenyan chazaka, she's also coined of the get. So you see that a Kenyan chazaka of a karka can be done by opening and closing the door. And the Rishonim say that some say, according to this, you can make a Kenyan Chazaka just by opening a door, just by closing a door. And the Rosh argues. The Rosh is moided that ben ilas hadelas ben mafteach, that nobody can come in, it's a Kenyan. But opening up a door alone is not a Kenyan Chazaka. Lo mucha shetei kniya. Lo dami leparatz. Dohasa mayre sheparatz hageder v'tiken pesach likanis besode. V'tiftach tocha lav davka. Opening is not a Kenyan. It's not paratz. Paratz is mamshi, broke through the geder. And now you have a Pesach to go into the field. But just opening a door is not enough. Inami b'nil l'chuda lo mucha sheyeh l'shum kinyin al kamo sheyeh regila b'chol pam lizgor batim shel baila k'dei shei shamar mashi b'seichoy. And also just lacking alone isn't enough. There's another possibility. Lacking alone isn't enough, that it should be l'shem kinyin. Because that she normally lacks for her husband, now she's also lacking. But if she opens it up after lacking, so you see that the lacking was the Tzarech Kinyan. That's what the Rosh says, and the Rosh is cited by the Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen, Kuftzadi Beis. And what this means is that for a Kenyan Chazaka, you need a Maisa that shows Bailus. And therefore, you have to lock the door. With a key that prevents anybody from coming in. Or you have to make a pirtza in order to make some sort of petach. And the Gemara said, tiftach, just opening up is not enough. So really, according to the first approach, first opinion of the Rosh, Sicha is not enough, you have to do Ne'ila. Ne'ila is the Kenyan. According to the second Derech in the Rosh, it's Dafka, you need both. Ne'ila doesn't show Bailus. What you need is Ne'ila with Psicha. Maybe she's just lacking it because that's what her husband does. That's what she does for her husband. So you need Ne'ila mit Psicha. And this shows Bailus. Akopanam, we see from the Rosh, that a Kenyan Chazoke has to be with a Maisa that's Muchach, that it's L'shem Kenyan. So it seems that you need Kavanas Kenyan. And therefore, even you need Ne'ila, which is proper Kavanas Kenyan. You need Ne'ila, she's going to have proper Kavanas Kenyan. and not psicha, or you need psicha and neil and psicha. And there you're going to have kavanas kinyan. So therefore, the mashicha of the guy, in our case, when he takes the animal to graze, is not a proper kinyan, because he didn't have kavanas kinyan. Because he thought he was already kind of the animal with kesef. However, then the Rav Hashol writes that since the guy thought that the parah belongs to him, because he thought he was kind of the parah with kesef, if so, we can say that his mashicha to bring it to the field is like Havana Lakinyan. In other words, even if we say that you require Havana Lakinyan, maybe the fact that he did Mashiach after he thought it was his is Havana Lakinyan. Because he's taking the animal, he's doing Mashiach on the animal as if it's his. So that's a type of Havana's Kinyan. That's the shaya. So again, to see the lashon of the shaya, because of malice kvot haraso, v'leka lememar kevin d'lo mechavin ha'makna l'aknoitza, v'mishich hazu lo avikinyin. Since there was no kavana of hakna, it's not a good kinyan. Zeino damitzinu gabi Shabbos afilu lo efkira hefker gamur da'inecherim uchol nisko ze. Even if it's not hefker gamur, yachi amdu chazal mistame idaiti lahaknas b'mishicha zu. Yidei lafkia isur meyala. Then when they did mishicha on the animal on Shabbos with this guy, so, pshat is that there's an umdana that he's makne him the animal to be mafkia the yisur shvisis behemta. So from here we see that when the guy makes a kinyan mashicha, it's valid even though the guy doesn't have kavanas kinyan. But even without kavanas kinyan, still a valid kinyan on the animal. Even though the whole onion was done lafkia sayisir, and there's no kavanas kinyan, it still works. However, from the divrei Beis Yosef b'choshen mishpat shevi divrei Rosh kavi techo v'tiftach mash b'sham behedjer sorach shichayv in a kol linkos b'asiyah zu. Like we spoke out, you have to have kavanas kinyan. That's why you have to do a proper ni'ila or skira or ni'ila and psicha. V'ha'cha lo'y niskayv in a rolek noisim mishicha zu rak lo'y licha l'sad l'irois. And here there was no kavanas kinyan. Or yishlom akeim tisor v'nachu depar zu yishalom. Or maybe no, thought he was kone with kesef, and now he's being kone when he brings it into the field. And Rabbi Kiveger answers as follows: Hinei divrei malas kvoi torasa achronim him shkaga v'mashikasa l'damas l'shabbos kavanaso lahi dehagos shulchan aruch vein lo dimyan klal. Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sif Gimel. והוסם הרי באמס הפקירה, אלא אונן אמינן דלא הפקירה רק להפקיע עשר שבס מעלה ועוד עניין אחר. כשמרח עניין אחר יוכל לזכויס בו. כיוון דהפקר כזה מהני להפקיע עשר מעלה, מן התורה, בעצם מעלה, מי חיטס לו להפקיע עשר מאחריך. אבל אם לא הפקירה כלל, אין נידון להפקר, מחמס אומדינה. תראה לאינך, שיטו יסתה להפקיע עשר שבס בו יהפקר גמר, אם הבאים לא ידעו מסר שביסס בהמתו, פשיטה דיין אחר יכול לזכס בו מכוח אומדינה, דרוי צוודה בהפקר לינות על מיסר שבס. Meaning, you, Rabbi, dear Rabbi, Avner, from Kihila Kadosha Stashov, you want to learn from Shabbos, Hilchot Shabbos, that you don't need Kavanas Kinyan. Because the Ramah says, be mafkir the animal, and that means that he's kind of the animal without having Kavanah to be kind of the animal. Doesn't literally mean Hefker. How could it be Hefker? If nobody can be zoch in the animal. So what the Ramah must mean, you want to say, that he's not talking about hefker, just he should be makne the animal to the guy, v'kinyan mishichasai. Because in umdina, it is mafki, that he's being makne in order to be mafkiya the isser of shvisis behemta. So you see that you don't need Kavanas Kinyan. Even though the guy isn't Mechavin the Kinyan, the wood still works. So Rabbeinu writes, Ein lo dimyon klal, Ein lo damos. You want to be Medama to Shabbos? Mamish can't compare it. Why not? Because Hasam Arei Be'emes Efkira. You're misunderstanding the Ramah. The Ramah means, Mamish Hefker, Hefker Gamor. However, it's Hefker only when you need the Hefker to pat yourself in the Chi of Shvisis Behemta. Only on Shabbos. And therefore, nobody can be Zerchen because he wasn't Mafkirit if somebody else will be Zerchen. He was just Mafkirit, Lehinatsa Mieser Shvisis Behemta. Because Mehev Chetesi is going to be Mafkirit more than he needs. More than is necessary to be mafkia the yitzur of Shisus Behemta. The reason nobody else can be zorich in it, because he was only mafkir it in order to be mafkia the yitzur of Shabbos, and not for something else. And therefore nobody else can be zorich in this animal. Because since this hefker is mafkia, the isser of Shabbos from him. And now the goy can work with that on Shabbos. So mechi teisi will be mafkirit more than anybody can now be zorich in it. But if he wasn't mafkirit at all, no good. But im lo hefkir klal, ain nido on the hefker machmas umdina. If he wasn't mafkirit at all, there's no hefker machmas umdina. He has to be mafkir b'foya. Not enough to say that he's mafkir mishum umdina. According to those shittas that you need hefker mamish mafkir the yisur Shabbos, the Bailam didn't know that with their animal was done in Isser of Shvisis Behemto. It's pashut that somebody else can't say, ah, there's an umdina that the Bailam was mafkir the animal to be nitzol me Isser Shabbos. And he could be zorich in the animal. It's not true. You need hefker b'foya. It's not enough to say that, oh, I know the owner would have been mafkir it. The Jew would have been mafkir. You need hefker b'foya. Avam lo hefkira klal, ain't need on the hefker machmas umdina. No such thing as hefker machmas umdina. V'yina shichus lo hefkir yisur Shabbos b'yefker gamar, according to those shittas, that to be mafkir yisur Shabbos, you need complete hefker. אם הבאים לא ידעו מי יש בשביסס בהמתו, פשיט את אין אחרי יכול לסקוס במקור חומדינה. They didn't do this, if they didn't do the maise hefker, then it's possible nobody can be zocha mikor chumdina. The roi tzavadei behefker will not some yisur Shabbos. He wants the hefker to save himself from the yisur of Shabbos. Can't say that. Only if he was mafkir b'foya. So what do we say? We say that he was mafkir it, but the hefker only goes so far as to be mafkir the yisur Shabbos and not for anything else. And there are also shittas that you need hefker gomer. The Rama is saying, l'chora, that you don't even need hefker gomer. You need enough of a hefker to be mafkia the Yisr Shabbos. And therefore, nobody else can be zelch in this animal. Because since this hefker is enough to be mafkia the Yisr Shabbos, why should it be mafkia more than necessary? That's why nobody else can be zelch. So the Shoyal wanted to say that what the Rama means is that the owner is doing, the guy is doing it, making a kinyan on the animal, but he doesn't realize he's making a kinyan. He's makna the animal to the guy. Bikinyan Meshicha. Even though the guy is in Mechavin Lekinyan. That's not what the Rama means. What the Rama means is that he's Mamish Mafkir the animal. But he's only mafkir the animal so much so that there's going to be no Isra Shabbos, but not that somebody else can be zoch in the animal. So you can't prove from here that you can make a kinyan without kavanah's kinyan. So we're not talking about where the goy made a kinyan. We're talking about where imamish did hefker. And the reason nobody can be zoch is because he only did hefker in so much as that it's not going to be considered his animal as far as Shvisis Behemto's concerns, for our Shabbos concern, but not that other people can be zoich in the animal. And there are other shittas hold that you need a hefker gamor. Not only enough of a hefker that nobody else can be zoich, you need a hefker gamor. Enough a hefker, not only enough a hefker that there's no chilul Shabbos, but enough a hefker in the animal that nobody that other people can be zoich. So you need hefker before. The other thing is hefker mikol chumdina. That he would want to be saved from Mitzvah Shabbos. Vim atam kev and shalai yadar miyitzer loy mahani b'madi yadin and bilu yada. Hayim afkira hachinam b'nid didan. Loy yada kev and diyesh alav yitzer b'chor. Kev and shaladatik v'am machor b'kesef. So we said that it's not enough to have hefker mitam umdina. You need hefker mamish. You need hefker mamish. And it's not enough to have umdina. And that is Soyser, the Svara of the Rabbi Shoya. He writes that why don't we say there's an Umdana? That he's makne to the guy, Bikinyan Meshichasai. Why don't we say that there's an Umdana? That he's makne the animal to the guy with the Kinyan Meshicha. Because if he would know that there's no Kinyan Kesef, if I die, if you want to be makne with Kinyan Meshicha to be saved from the din of Bechor. But that doesn't work. That's contradicted by the Shita of Poskim here. And if you didn't know that his animal is doing malacha on Shabbos, we don't say that there's an umdana that the bialim would be mafkir in order to be saved from the issur of Shabbos. And anybody else can be zoch in the animal. Because there are those that paskin that if he doesn't know that a malach is being done with the animal, there's no umdana. You need to have gramamish. So too, we don't say in umdana that he's kona with mashicha when he only did kinyan kesef. So just like when it comes to hefker, if you need hefker, we don't say that there's an umdana, that if the animal does malach on Shabbos, there's an umdana, we assume there's an assessment that he would have been mafkirit. So therefore, you don't need hefker b'foil. No, if he didn't do hefker b'foil, it's no good. So too, we don't say that if he did kinyan kesef, if the guy did kinyan kesef, and into Kenyan Mashicha, we have an umdana that had the Jew known that Kenyan Kesef wasn't enough, he would have done Kenyan Mashicha. So when the Goy does Kenyan Mashicha, that's enough. No, no. You actually need to have Kavanah for the Kenyan Mashicha. So where we're holding now is the Rabbi Kivega rejects the explanation of this Rav at the case of Shvisis Behemto. This Rav said that when the Rama says to be mafkir the animal, and you don't have to worry about other people being zoche because he doesn't want the hefker to go that far that other people can be zoche. So this Rav said that the pshat is, how can it be only hefker? How can it be hefker and people can't be zoche? So he wanted to say the pshat is that he's not talking about din hefker, just that the goy should be kona the animal b'kinyan mashicha, and therefore nobody else can be zoche in it because he was never mafkirid. The goy should be the kona the animal b'kinyan mashicha. Because there's an umdana that he's being maknet the animal to be mafkia himself from the issur of shvisis behemto, even though the guy doesn't know that he's being kona this animal. So you see that kinyan mashicha works for a guy, even though the guy doesn't have kavanas kinyan. And Rabbi Kivega says, no, no, no. It's talking about mamshri who's mafkia the animal. And the hefker was that nobody else should be able to be zoch in it, and just as far as Shabbos is concerned, in order that he would not be over on Shisus Behemta. It's hefker. And you can't say that there's such a thing as hefker machmas umdina. Because according to those shitas, what I'm understanding from the Rabbeinu is that he's saying there's some shitas that partial hefker is enough. Meaning hefker only to be mafkia Shabbos, but not that other people should be zoche. But according to those shitas that you need hefker gamur, it's pasha that we have no umdina, that if Melachat Shabbos was done, that he wants to be mafkirit, and everybody else can be zoch in this animal. Because he would have done hefker gamur. No. We don't make umdinas. You have to be mafkir b'foyal. So just like you have to be mafkir b'foyal, the guy also has to know he's making the kinyan. So there's no such thing as umdinas. There's no such thing as, I mean, there is such thing as umdinas. But in our case, there's no umdina. There's no umdina that there would be hefker. And there's also no umdina that when he makes, when the guy does mashiach on the animal, that he has kavanas kenyan. So in our case of the b'chor, suffix b'chor, there's no umdana. Then when he did the animal, when he went after, he was kind of b'kesef, now he does mashicha, that this mashicha is with kavanas mashicha. That it works for mashicha. There's no umdana. Ah, had he known, had they known that he needed mashicha, then they would have wanted mashicha. Therefore it counts as mashicha. No. You have to have actual kavana for mashicha in order for it to work as mashicha. So then he says another pshat and then goes more into the Rama. Then he goes back to our case. And that, sweet friends, is our avoda for the next shir in this tshuva. And we will, please God, see more neflos mitaras Hashem. There is a ton more to discuss. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.